raising a family to raising almonds. There are many moments in life when having a partner makes everything easier. At Wilbur Ellis, we believe almond bloom is one of those moments. We know a strong bloom is what sets you up for a successful year. That's why when you work with us, you don't just get one partner. You get access to a team of industry-leading experts who bring you real-time answers that can boost your yield and your bottom line. We've also got innovative adjuvants like Embracier that elevate the performance and effectiveness of fungicides, insecticides, and miticides by making sure you get even coverage throughout your orchard. So don't face almond bloom without a partner. Plan for a more successful harvest by teaming up with Wilbur Ellis, because you're never alone when you have the power of we. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis representative today to see what the power of we can do for you.
I'm Chris Rose with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. We start in Buffalo. Bills fell to the champion Eagles 13-12 after Josh Allen failed to convert a two-point try with five ticks left. That loss, coupled with the Patriots' 42-10 victory over the Jets, secured New England's first AFC East crown since 2019. In Cleveland, the Browns stifled Aaron Rodgers' opportunity to take home the AFC North title after Cleveland escaped with a 13-6 dub over the Steelers. The Jags won their seventh straight game, stayed alive in the chase for the number one overall seed in the AFC. They downed the Colts 23-17 in Indy. And in Sunday Night Football, Christian McCaffrey racked up 140 yards on the ground. Brock Purdy found pay dirt five times to help the Niners outpace the Bears 42-38 in San Francisco. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
What if sports were traded like markets? Now you can test your sports IQ in real time with Robinhood Prediction Markets. It's not you against the house, it's you participating in a live market. You can buy or sell your positions all game long. You know the game, put it to use. Trade every play with Robinhood. Download the app today. Futures and cleared swaps trading involves significant risk and is not appropriate for everyone. Event contracts are offered by Robinhood Derivatives LLC, a registered futures commission merchant and...
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso, in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go, like grandma's cooking. Touch of Paso, come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
Right now at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, you'll find a full assortment of rain gear, including waterproof jackets, pants, and bibs. And at D&J, Wolverine boots, 15% off. Long and short sleeve Western shirts, 20% off. And women's Levi jackets, 15% off. And don't forget, gift certificates are available, as well as special orders. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, December 29th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
New California laws effective starting January 1st. Closures on Highway 41 and US 101 Sunday night. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the upper 50s. It's 33 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. Some new laws will go into effect starting January 1st, 2026 in California. Minimum wage will increase to $16.90 per hour under SB 3. AB 578 amends existing legislation for food delivery services. The bill would require that food delivery platforms offer an accurate, clearly identified, and itemized breakdown of pay for delivery, including base pay, gratuity, tips, and bonuses. The law also requires the food delivery platform to provide a full refund to a customer if an order is not delivered or the wrong order is delivered, unless it is determined the customer was responsible for non-delivery or finds evidence indicating the request may be fraudulent. AB 621 imposes new laws regarding sexually explicit material and artificial intelligence. The law would impose a fine on providers of deepfake pornography. AB 628 requires that tenants be provided, in good working order, a refrigerator and stove for their leases. CHP has also announced several new traffic-related laws going into effect for California starting January 1st. AB 554 mandates that all electric bicycles must have a red reflector or a solid or flashing red light on their rear during all hours of operation, not just during darkness. AB 382 allows local authorities to lower speed limits in school zones from 25 to 20 miles per hour through ordinance or resolution. AB 486 will make it a misdemeanor to possess a key programming device, a key duplicating device, or signal extender with the intent to commit burglary. Closures on Highway 41 and US 101 Sunday night. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. A mudslide has led to the closure of Highway 41 in both directions yesterday evening. The highway has been closed between the 46 and the Chelan Y and the Highway 33, starting shortly before 9 p.m. yesterday. CHP says one major collision occurred due to this incident. Travelers are advised to take Highway 33 to detour onto the 46. The road was expected to open at 8 this morning. However, CHP's traffic information page says that the estimated time for opening is unknown, possibly several days out. Several boulders following also led to the closure of two northbound lanes of Highway 101 just south of Santa Margarita. The mudslide rolled in near the top of the Cuesta Grade at about 9:30 p.m. yesterday, disabling two vehicles. The annual New Year's Eve celebration for Paso Robles will take place on Wednesday, December 31st. Returning by popular demand, the city's New Year's Eve bonfire and concert starts at 7 p.m., with a countdown to midnight for the East Coast starting at 9. Event highlights include live music from the Lucky Devils Band, food trucks, beer, wine, and cocktails, Dragon Knight Stilt Walkers, and, of course, the spectacular bonfire, all with free admission. Chairs, dogs, or outside alcohol are not allowed inside the event area. Come celebrate New Year's Day in the Paso Robles Downtown City Park. The event will occur, rain or shine, according to the city's website. Following the recent storms on Christmas and the upcoming rainy forecast for this week, remember to avoid contact with ocean waters during and after rainstorms. This advice comes from the County Public Health Department, advising to avoid contact for at least 3 days following significant rainstorms. Rainstorm runoff can carry high levels of disease-causing organisms such as bacteria. This can cause skin, respiratory, and intestinal problems. Contact with this runoff while swimming or the surface may increase the risk for certain types of illnesses. Anyone who has contact with ocean water during a rainy advisory should monitor for symptoms such as rashes, fever, chills, ear infections, vomiting, and diarrhea. Contact their doctor if symptoms persist or are moderate to severe. In sports for the NFL, yesterday the Giants beat the Raiders 34-10, the 49ers over the Bears 42-38. Tonight the Rams will face the Falcons, and on Sunday the 4th, we'll have the Cowboys and Giants on KPRL, then the Raiders and Chiefs, and then the Ravens and Steelers. In the NBA, yesterday the Lakers beat the Kings 125-101, the Clippers over the Pistons 112-99, the Thunder beat the 76ers 129-104, Raptors over the Warriors 141-127, Wizards beat the Grizzlies 116-112. Tonight, the Warriors will face the Jets, the Thunder will go against the Hawks, and the Mavericks will face the Trailblazers. The Knicks will go against the Pelicans. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. Last week's rough weather has eased, but it did plenty of damage. Eric Faulkner owns a business in Wrightwood.
As far as just impact on the town as a whole, this is probably the worst I've seen.
Heavy rains, winds moving through the entire state last week. Two people injured in an avalanche at Mammoth Mountain on Friday. Both ski patrollers performing avalanche mitigation. One of those patrollers has since died. In the fallout from PG&E's citywide holiday outages in San Francisco last week, Mayor Daniel Lurie is calling on the utility to lower its rates.
We need more from PG&E. We need to make sure that there are no future blackouts. We need to know that their infrastructure is sound.
PG&E offering $200 bill credits to residents impacted by the outage, up to $2,500 for businesses that lost inventory or revenue. A body found in the waters off Santa Cruz County is that of a woman thought to have been killed in a potential shark attack. The father of 55-year-old Erica Fox confirming the body is that of his daughter. Gas prices in the state, $4.28 a gallon. Jeff Scott, California News.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It all comes down to this, folks.
Yep, the entire season is on the line.
But my throat has officially thrown in the towel.
Sounds like you need Vicks VapoCool drops. They're max strength, hand vaporized sore throat pain.
Whoa! These VapoCool drops hit fast!
Speaking of fast, did you just see that play?
Yeah, he vaporized that ball.
That pun should have come with a penalty.
Vaporize sore throat pain with Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed.
VapoCool!
A. Walton Sun Aqua Engineering has been serving the pump and drilling needs of the Central Coast since 1946. They pioneered the use of PVC pipe and had the very first pump rig on the Central Coast. They're a third-generation business with a wealth of knowledge. For all your pump and drilling needs, from auger and bucket hole drilling, deep well turbine pumps, and more, call A. Walton Sun Aqua Engineering at 805-238-1315. 238-1315.
Are you experiencing cold or allergy symptoms, or are you looking for a new multivitamin or probiotic? If you are looking for a way to jumpstart your day, we are the store for you. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff can help get you on track for healthier, happier living. The Natural Alternative, open 7 days a week, located at 1213 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles. Stop in or order online today.
KPRL News continues at 8:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Stemple Creek Ranch of Marin County is the 2025 California Leopold Conservation Award recipient. The $10,000 award honors farmers, ranchers, and forest land owners who go above and beyond in their management of soil health, water quality, and wildlife habitat on working land. Lauren and Lisa Poncia, owners of Temple Creek Ranch in Tomales, were presented with the award during the California Farm Bureau annual meeting December 8th. The ranch raises organic, grass-finished beef and lamb and pastured pork, which it sells directly to consumers, grocery stores, restaurants, and butcher shops. The 650 acres they own and much of what they lease has Marin Agricultural Land Trust agricultural conservation easements on them. This ensures that the land will be conserved as an open space and in productive agricultural use in perpetuity. We're trying to dance with Mother Nature within our fence lines, Lauren Poncina said, of his family's approach to conservation. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop. with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Cajon Jewelry Company, 5255 El Camino Real, Atascadero. Clouds this morning, then sunny for the afternoon, highs in the upper 50s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. A few passing clouds tonight with low 30s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the low 60s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy on Wednesday, continuing into Monday next week. 80% chance of rain on Wednesday, 70 on Thursday, 60% chance on Friday, about a 30 to 40% chance of showers Saturday through Monday. Mid-50s Wednesday, low 60s Thursday and Friday through the weekend, 60 a week from today. Currently, it is 33 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Cajon Jewelry Company, liquidating their entire inventory now through Christmas Eve, making way for their new Cajons collection. 5255 El Camino Real, Atascadero. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
Looking for the best golf deal on the Central Coast? The 2026 SLO County Golf Card is here, and it's your ticket to play more golf for less all year long. For only $125, you'll unlock amazing benefits at Dairy Creek, Chalk Mountain, and Morro Bay Golf Course. But hurry, this offer is only on sale through January 1st. With your card, you'll enjoy $15 golf rounds every day after 12 noon, even on weekends at Chalk Mountain Golf Course. Now through March 31st. And on Tuesdays, you can tee off for just $15 all day long. That's not all. You'll also receive a free round at Chalk Mountain, a free round at Morro Bay, a free nine-hole round at Dairy Creek, and a bonus free round on your birthday. So don't miss your chance to make 2026 your best golf year yet. Visit slocountygolf.com today and grab your Slo County Golf Card before January 1st.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Lululemon's founder, Chip Wilson, wants to shake up the board of directors. The Wall Street Journal says Wilson is calling for a proxy fight. Now that the company's CEO is leaving, Lululemon shares rose on the announcement. Stocks fell at the opening bell, and they've been down since then. The Dow off over 100 points. The job market, it's flat, and inflation, persistent. But the economy is still resilient, and economists at Goldman Sachs tell Fox Business they expect that to carry over when we turn the calendar over in 2026. They're calling for 2.1% overall growth. Tax season will be here before you know it, so why not take this week to give yourself some advance prep? Start by getting your files, real or virtual, out and organized. It's also a good time to make appointments with a tax prep pro, if you'll use one. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Daria Albinger, invested in you.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. He's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Wesley with Stove and Spa Center. It's finally getting cool, and we don't want to leave you out in the cold. Stove and Spa Center has a great selection of stoves, inserts, and fireplaces to get you warm and cozy in your house this winter. Don't miss savings on freestanding stoves, gas inserts, and fireplaces. How would you like being warmer this winter and save money too? It's possible with a fireplace insert from Cozy Heat. Cozy Heat's highly efficient gas inserts and fireplaces come in many styles to fit any home's decor. Save big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale. All products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com. Say big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove & Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale going on right now. Don't miss out on all the special offers at Stove & Spa Center. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero between Curb Rail and Laurel Roads.
Well, you still have time, weather permitting, to enjoy the beautiful sight at the Critter Creek Ranch Frontier Fantasy Christmas Light Display. Again, that's through the end of this year. Again, weather permitting, if it rains, it will cancel. But it is nightly 5 until 9 out there on La Ponza Road, 3897. That's just 3.5 miles south of Highway 41. And it's all made possible from Roar Hay and Feed, Slow Camp and Pack, and John Whitford Communications. Again, rain will cancel, but it is scheduled through the end of this year.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
Greetings, everyone. Jim with Roosters Firearms here. We're continuing to receive new handguns that have made it to the state roster. Kel-Tec 9mm handguns are the newest addition, and we have two in different colors arriving any day, along with the much-awaited Walther 9mm handguns. I also want to give you a sneak preview of the newest line of hunting rifles we will be carrying. We are in the final stages of becoming a dealer for Fierce Firearms. If you're in the market for a high-grade, premium hunting rifle, check out their website. We have already sold several of their rifles, and customers' reviews are excellent. My son Tristan is spearheading the partnership with Fierce Firearms, and he will soon have more details to share with our customers, so keep your ears tuned for the next upcoming radio ad.
Hi, this is Terry. It's time to go shooting. We have ear and eye protection, bags and slings, holsters and cleaning kits, and cool shirts, because you need to look good on the range too. We have everything you need as a beginner shooter and as a competitive shooter. Everything you need is at Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in downtown Templeton.
Chronicles of the West is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Often gunfights in the Old West were spur-of-the-moment things, but then there were other times when a gunfight could be seen coming a mile away. The feud between Harvey Logan, also known as Kid Curry, and Powell Landusky began with the naming of the town where the two resided. The cowboys that included Kid Curry wanted Rock Creek. The miners that included Powell Landusky wanted Landusky. The miners won. Having Kid Curry and his brother arrested on bogus assault charges, while they were in jail, a deputized Landusky beat up the kid. On top of all this, let's pile the fact that Kid Curry was sparking one of Landusky's stepdaughters. Then on December 26, 1894, Kid Curry and Landusky, meeting up at the town's Christmas dance, agreed the next time one would end up dead. If you don't see a showdown coming, you're a lot more naive than you look. It's 10:30 in the morning after the Christmas dance. Landusky was in the saloon having his first drink of the day when Kid Curry and two of his friends walked in behind Landusky, and the kid hits Landusky, knocking the bottle out of his hand. A brawl started. When Landusky's friends began to move in, the kid's friends pulled their guns and said, "Fair fight!" At first, the 50-year-old Landusky was getting the best, and then the cards turned. Finally, Landusky cried out, "Enough!" The men separated, but Landusky pulled his semi-automatic pistol. In a Hollywood-style move, one of the kid's friends tossed him a pistol, and the kid placed two shots in Landusky, who died within minutes. This was Kid Curry's first killing, but it sure wasn't his last. I can also assure you that it never again took him this long to get around to pulling the trigger. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Hello from the Groves on 41, where olive oil is our favorite subject.
Yes, and we are seeing an increasing awareness of the health benefits of olive oil, not just for your heart, but your brain and your skin, too. I'm drinking it. Consuming more olive oil is easy with our crazy flavors, like cinnamon, raspberry, rosemary, and more. You could have olive oil for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and dessert.
Schedule a tasting and tour at the Groves on 41, or visit us at a farmer's market Saturday mornings in Templeton, Tuesday mornings in Paso, and want to learn more? Go to thegrovesonforty1.com.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces, 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero. CHP has announced several new traffic-related laws going into effect for California starting January 1st. AB 544 mandates that all electric bicycles must have a red reflector or a solid or flashing red light on the rear during all hours, not just in the darkness. AB 382 allows local authorities to lower speed limits in school zones from 25 to 20 miles per hour. AB 486 will make it a misdemeanor to possess a key programming device, a key duplicating device, or signal extender with the intent to commit burglary. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today, highs in the upper 50s, it's 33 degrees. Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Deanna Delosi. President Trump hosts world leaders and pushes for peace. Today, Trump is going to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on his Gaza peace plan. Yesterday, he held a big meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky on talks aimed at ending the war with Russia.
Both he and Zelensky say that their meeting was excellent, but there are still some concerns. Some of those issues are territorial concessions, which is very sensitive for Ukrainians. And Zelensky says there would need to be a referendum to give up any territory.
Fox's Madison Scarpino in West Palm Beach. A winter storm is slamming the Midwest, creating some travel headaches for those heading home from the holidays. Fox Weather's Adam Klotz.
At times, this has been up to a blizzard that's beginning to scale back a little bit, but there's still some blizzard warnings out there. Winds have been 50, 60 miles an hour, so any snow that's already on the ground still blowing around, making visibility very low for folks.
America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, this is Sunny from the Floral Parlor right next to Bridge Sportsman in downtown Paso Robles. When you're grabbing your guns, grab some roses. Because friends don't let friends buy grocery store flowers, please support my small local flower shop. Swing by the Floral Parlor and say hello and receive a free mini bouquet. Yes, a free bouquet. We're a full-service florist serving and delivering beautiful fresh flowers on the Central Coast. Check out our website, thefloralparlor.com. We're on Spring Street across from the Boot Barn. See you soon.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Have you considered selling scrap gold or silver? Need some advice on strategies to buy gold? Mid-State Precious Metals is here to serve you. Ron is a veteran, and his family-owned business is in Atascadero across the parking lot from the movie theater. Mid-State Precious Metals is a reputable, certified dealer and can walk you through the process of selling coin collections or scrap jewelry. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. Stop in anytime just to chat. Mid-State Precious Metals, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. Turning out mostly sunny for your Monday with highs in the upper 50s. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, overnight lows in the mid-30s, and then cloudy for your Tuesday. Highs expected in the low 60s as we head out to Wednesday. Could get some rain right now, about a 80% chance, mid-50s, low 60s on the first day of the new year. And again, rain and a high, let's see here, I got low 60s, but let's see here, about an 80% chance of rain for Friday, low 60s, about a 50% chance of rain. Saturday, pretty much the same, low 60s, a.m. showers, 30% on Sunday, and also maybe some rain, 25%, low 60s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 2, up and down, 7:13 a.m., 4:59 p.m., and we do have a rain reading, and this is from the city of Paso Robles, water quality supervisor. And the season's total is 8 65 hundredths. Okay. And we are at, let's see here, what does it say? 34 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. You will love the Milgard Trensic Series windows and doors. All right, issues with boys using the girls' facilities at the high school. Chloe Breeze will be in with me from 12:30 to 1. Susanna has this, continuing with the holiday spirit. She'll be back next Monday, but in place of it, I've got a behind-the-scenes, the making of Casablanca, the famous movie. So enjoy that this afternoon here on The Right Choice. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing, 24/7. We need it right away. They'll be there for you, 805-466-6188. 238-5775, which you can text that 75 number, 238-KPRL, to join us on this Freedom of Speech.
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Okay, on the text here, good morning, Kevin. I was told that Yul Gibbons was eating Mother Nature when he was struck by lightning. No, he died of some aorta thing. Yul Gibbons, the famous guy, remember the television commercials with eating grape nuts commercials, I think. He had a syndrome, it was a genetic disorder affecting cognitive tissues, which likely led to cardiovascular issues for Yul Gibbons. Again, for those of you, he became the brunt of a lot of jokes on late night television, particularly Johnny Carson and so forth, but he made the most of it. He was only 64. I'm not laughing, but it's just like, okay, it's like, who was the guy, the runner, Jim Fix? Remember the jogging craze? He died at a very young age, and I forget if he was jogging or not, but I think he had a heart issue as well. But thank you for the text. Appreciate it very much. And what else here? Follow up. Oh, okay, we got that. And let's see here. bucket list. Last hour, we were talking about a little bit about bucket list. What are some of the things on most people's bucket list? Chris, what do you think some of them may be?
I assume it might be traveling to a certain place, like outside the country.
Yeah, world landmarks. Eiffel Tower, the pyramids, or natural wonders, too. The Amazon River, the Grand Canyon.
Niagara Falls.
Yeah, I think Niagara Falls would probably be on some people's bucket lists. And, well, there's a lot of places. It just depends on...
where you're from.
Well, yeah, I mean, because if there's things within, you know, natural... I mean, you know, within, I don't know, a convenient distance. You know, where you don't have to, you know, spend a lot of money and so forth in certain areas. Like for those on the East Coast, there's... now, that is more related to American history, because there's a lot of places, and you can not skip states, but you can go to states very easily. Everything, you know, like you can be in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and some of those places within a, you know, if you really start out early in the morning, you can see quite a bit. You can see quite a bit, where other areas, obviously, it takes longer.
Like good old California.
Yeah, I mean, if you go to certain areas, then it depends. It's, you know, what your interests are. Your interests. Some people just like to see things that would not be, quote unquote, what most of us would want to see. And I, off the top of my head, I can't tell you what those things are, but just many people are just into the nature of seeing beautiful countryside and so forth, which I enjoy that a lot, especially if it's near water. Okay, other than world landmarks and natural wonders, people also have goals like running in a marathon. Yeah, well, you jog. Have you ever thought about that?
I don't know about a marathon, because, okay, so we don't consider a 5K a marathon, right? It would have to be at least about 10K.
Well, for those of us that don't run 5K would seem like a marathon.
Certainly, but I know most people who do run think that 5K is just a warm-up. I don't, because I don't run that often, but if you think marathon is at least 10K, it might be pushing it a bit for me, but I guess I could run it and probably walk a little bit of it as well.
Well, have you thought about maybe trying a 5K and see how that goes?
Yeah, I have. I know there's a few here in the North County around the holidays that I need to remember to sign up for next year.
Yeah, that would be interesting, just to kind of test your skills a little bit, and they, you know, think, well, you know, maybe I can do this. Well, other things like running a marathon on people's bucket list is writing a book, learning a new skill, adventures like skydiving, going on a safari, and also, well, is this a bucket list? Spending more time with friends and family? Is that really a bucket list?
Well, maybe it's like reconvening with some family you don't get to see that often.
Okay.
Keyword maybe.
All right.
That's how I would interpret it anyway.
Yeah, like maybe some cousins or uncles and stuff that you haven't seen in 20 years.
Something like that, yeah.
Before everybody kicks the bucket.
Yourself included.
Before they kick the bucket would be on your bucket list to go see them for. They gone. Let's see here. Different, experiencing different cultures. Going into those countries, not necessarily living in it, but just experiencing it and so forth. Road trips. Like getting on the Orient Express, and we go back to the marathon thing, physical challenges, and the, you know, maybe these new skills would include learning how to cook. Now, I don't mean basic stuff. I'm just talking, you know, really getting into it, or woodworking or something along those lines. And let's see here. What else do we have here? Seeing a Broadway show, swimming with dolphins and elephants. Wildlife encounters, swimming with dolphins. Well, just hope there's no sharks near those dolphins. Okay, I don't know how far I want to go on this thing. Ride a gondola in Venice. All right. Hike to Everest, the base camp. Not necessarily go all the way up. Now, here's something that probably quite a few people have are continuing to do, and that would be visit all of the 50 U.S. states. You know, you see people on some of those RVs, and they have all these stickers on the back.
Right.
That mention, you know, well, not mention, but they kind of signify that they've done that. Well, that'd be great if you had the time and to be able to do that. It's like some people, particularly in baseball, some really, you know, hardcore fans, they want to go see every ballpark, which is, you know, again, it's kind of fun if you have the time and the wherewithal to do it. So go for it. Put it on the list. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Cousin to bucket list is setting goals for yourself, and this new year is going to be an election year in November. So we got a chance to improve our school board, and I'd like to remind people to keep in mind what's going on there and who's coming up for election, and let's get rid of the Marxists.
You know, I know the reason why I thought about that this weekend is because of my guest this afternoon talking mm-hmm. about the issues going on at the high school. And I came to my own conclusion, and you may not like this, I don't think anything's going to change.
Okay. All right. Well, you could be right. I hope the culture does then.
Well, I want to see what they're going to do if they're going to present the bond.
Oh, they wouldn't dare. Oh,
no,
would be fun. That'll be fun.
They will, or they would, just like Slocog wants more money too. Because I don't think I don't think people are. They're aware of what may be going on at the high school to an extent because it's happening national. But I don't know how interested they really are, because you have to remember, you have a very, very small portion of this community that have direct ties with the school. Remember the demographics here in Paso Robles.
Right.
And then you have a significant part of the community that we're told that they don't speak the language. They have to have interpreters for their kids that are in school, or if they show up to meetings. So the combination of those two populations, I don't really think people are following who's on the school board that much.
Could be right. I've got a passion for this school board getting cleaned up a little bit, and it would be so simple if those four on the left would just step away and we'd get anybody else in there. I think we'd ruin the cabal. They've each got their own specialty on corrupting the kids and fooling the kids and getting themselves money and keeping their own politics in play and their own, it's between like racism and the climate and the anyway, the whole thing is being represented by those four on the left, and at least two of them, without looking, come up for re-election this year.
There was an article this weekend, and I forget which, may have been one of the fish wraps, and it goes into details about this cluster situation with the former superintendent,
mm-hmm.
and particularly going back to the June accident in the vehicle. If people read that, they maybe they'll realize that we've got serious issues at this high school. And I'm not talking just about, you know, the issue we'll be talking about this afternoon. We have incompetence at that school, in that school district.
Yeah, there might be other words for incompetence, but that would be if it was innocent. But I think there's counselors sent over there to trick kids into transitioning and stuff, and it's all being backed by like I say, counselors, pharmacists, surgeons, money, big money coming in through the state, through the governor, through all the way down. Somebody sending counselors. I'd love to ask Chloe who she thinks is pushing the gender dysphoria in the schools. And I got a quarter says it's some counselors being controlled by whoever's taken over. I can't even think of his name. Oh, not over. I don't know. I tried to work with, they're all in disguise. They're all sheep. I consider like wolves in sheep's clothing. So if you try to talk to them face to face, they're all innocent. But somebody is bringing the subject up, and I'd love to see an undercover high school journalist act like they're confused about their gender and just see who's willing to send them straight to a pharmacist.
Do you think this is could be kind of a fad?
I think it's I think it's designed. I think it's a manufactured craze. I don't think it's a fad. I don't think it's organic.
Well, remember, there's quite a few people at all different stages of life that look for attention. And, you know, a lot of times it's the latest trend where they think they're getting attention.
Right.
And remember, we were told this with national numbers from the CDC, that we have a lot of kids because of the COVID situation, not being in school for a year and a half or so, the social distancing, et cetera, that these kids at a very vulnerable age, they showed symptoms and will continue to show symptoms of some mental issues.
Right. Well, when did that happen? I mean, I was confused when I went through all that, but nobody tried to transition. Nobody tried to take me under their arm and show me how to become a woman because I was trying to figure out how to become a man.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? I believe there's a corrupt undertow of people that are pushing this, and through our state, getting money from the dysphoria people or the whole industry. It's all about money, from everything from the racism to the man-made global warming, through the whole thing being perpetrated. And part of this, what you mentioned about wanting to get attention, could also be the parents wanting trophy child. Look at me, I've got a trans kid. You know, I'm special. And another thing I think is really weird is how if you agree to have your kid transitioned, from then on, if you have to admit you were wrong, you've got to admit that you harmed your child, and that's a very difficult pill to swallow. And I think that's going to be a sticking point for a lot of people wanting to fight their fight. So I don't really know anymore. I've kind of really tried hard to butt out, but it is an election year. We do have a chance to improve our school board in November.
Well, we will see. I hope you're right, and I hope I'm wrong.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. All right, we've got 7 minutes to go. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, last caller. I agree. I think the transing of kids, that I think that agenda is being pushed in certain circles. However, so my wife's a counselor at the high school. That last caller, he should think a little more before he speaks, because I think, you know, he calls in a lot. Sometimes he dreams up conspiracies, dreams up things in his head, but, you know, without any evidence at all, starts, you know, pointing fingers, naming positions in the district. The Paso Robles High School counselors, they are directed by the school district. They don't have any power to go off on their own and push anything. They're not paid by drug companies. It's just sometimes he should slow down and think about things, because he doesn't know these people personally. A lot of them may agree with him. And to point fingers at employees,
Let me ask you a question. When you said,
yeah,
they may agree with him. So
on the bigger generalization of the subject.
Okay, you know, I've heard similar things just about, you know, regarding some of these issues at schools, and not necessarily just past the Robles High School, and I've always asked the question, then where are the people speaking out? Or is it they're afraid of their jobs, of losing their jobs, so they stay...
Yeah, I don't think they're afraid of losing their job. I don't think they can be fired for speaking out. And there is speaking out that goes on.
Well, but you know, we had this during the Williams thing, that they can't lose their jobs because of that, but they can be made...
Yeah, there's other consequences.
Right, and I've often found it somewhat maddening that we have people in positions who are supposed to be shaping young minds to go out and challenge the world and do all these things, and yet the adults stay silent because they're afraid.
Right. I mean, we're lying to children.
Yes.
Adults are lying to children when it comes to this issue.
And why is that?
I don't know. I think it's evil. But there are good people in that school district. And to make such wild accusations as he does without real evidence, and some things he says are, you know, I agree with, but some of this stuff is, I just think it's, I don't know, I think that's irresponsible.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think it's also irresponsible to lie to children so we don't feel like we're being told we're a hater. And I think that's where a lot of it comes. I think most of the country doesn't agree with it. But people are afraid because they don't want to be labeled, you know, a hater or, you know, not racist isn't the right word. But
okay,
but they're lying to children, and that's wrong.
And
that, I think, is
completely
irresponsible.
And that goes back to what I just said before. Okay, so you're an adult, and you're supposed to be kind of setting an example, yet you're afraid that you're going to be called a name.
Right.
So therefore, I'm going to stay silent. I can't respect adults like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And that does go on. I see it everywhere.
Well,
you see it on social media. You see it in friendly circles. Anyways, there are good people there, and there are good people that stand up for their values. There's teachers I know that have, I don't think they've been punished, but they've crossed some lines with standing up for their beliefs. They've had to be creative. If a child wants to be called a certain gender, I think state law, the teacher's supposed and it has to, or I would say, cannot refer to them as to their regular gender.
Well, you know what?
Would be breaking the law. But there's been some teachers, good Christian teachers,
I know that,
who have figured out ways around it. And they've been creative.
And what I would do is say, what is your legal name?
Yeah. Yeah, they'll call them by their last name. They won't refer to them as a he or she, or they just won't use any pronoun.
It's demeaning for a teacher to have to do that. Music,
you're right.
Music just started. We got to go. Thanks for the call.
All right, Kevin. All right,
bye.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The annual New Year's Eve celebration for Paso Robles will take place Wednesday, December 31st. Returning by popular demand, the city's New Year's Eve bonfire and concert starts at 7 p.m. with a countdown to midnight for the East Coast starting at 9. Following the recent storms on Christmas and the upcoming rainy forecast for this week, remember to avoid contact with ocean water during and after storms. This comes from the County Public Health Department advising to avoid contact for at least 3 days following significant rainstorms due to the high levels of disease-causing bacterial runoff can carry. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the upper 50s. It's 36 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1, I'll have Chloe Breeze talking about the issues with regarding the girls' facilities and boys using them at the high school. And also, Susanna, she'll be back next Monday, but I got a little special lined up between 1 and 2. A little inside look at the making of Casablanca. Enjoy that. Enjoy your day. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.